Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, everybody, it's Manoush, the host of Note to Self. I just wanted to add a postscript to our latest episode because within hours of wrapping up that show, everything, of course, changed. Donald Trump became our president, and it would be so weird to pretend that things here in podcast land are just business as usual. Whoever you voted for, chances are you were surprised by the results. And the fact that no one picks up their phone anymore meant that the pollsters were way off. The way that we get our media and the way journalists do reporting contributed to what might be one of the biggest political shocks in history. So the morning after, I put out a question to some of you online. What's your reflex right now? Do you turn it all off? Or do you swim in the information? Do you take Twitter off your phone? Or do you double down on those hashtags? Your answers, my dear Note to Self listeners, were so mixed and very telling. I actually just deactivated Facebook. That's what Nicole in Michigan tweeted at me. Cameron in Seattle also said that she took Facebook off her phone. Conversely, Marlena in Arizona wrote, I need to remember that I'm not alone. None of us are. I'm on social sites because I need to feel I have a community filled with love. JP in Brooklyn says he's thinking about, quote, how I can reach out to people ideologically and geographically far away. Benny in Kentucky wrote, I need to read and hear a lot more. I've lost trust in my grasp on reality. I can clearly see the echo chamber from within, wrote Sean from Oregon. It's good to take a moment to self-assess right now. And the show's called Note to Self for a reason, right? The whole country is grappling. People are asking, what does this election mean about me? How I connect to others and information? Well, I am taking some solace in the fact that together we have been investigating many of the topics that others might just be becoming aware of. Like, what happens when we only follow people who look like us on social media? How do we deal with information overload while staying informed? How can we make sure algorithms are fair and data is accurate? How can we talk about tough subjects like race, online and off? And where do we find the time for kindness and joy, even when life feels so darn busy? So I just want to take this historic moment to say thank you for contributing your thoughts and knowledge to making this show a productive and nurturing place. I am grateful that we have been exploring these issues together. And I think that now, more than ever, we have an opportunity, a responsibility, to do more. We know it's not just about politics, and it's not just about smartphones and social platforms and news feeds. We need an interdisciplinary approach, a mix of psychology and design and ethics and philosophy. And to make sure that mix doesn't become a hot mess, we need to keep doing what we've been doing here. Be open, tell our stories, and be rigorous and critical, but also be nurturing and constructive. Tell me and other Note to Self listeners how you're doing this or what you're struggling with. Record a voice memo on your phone, email it to us for next week's show. We're at notetoself@wnyc.org. We've also put together a list of suggested episodes online for whatever you might be feeling. Need a sense of calm? You can find our discussion with the Google engineer turned mindfulness leader and do some breathing exercises with us. Want to know how to deal with a racist comment on Facebook? We've got a show for that too. If you just need to escape to a galaxy far, far away, listen to the most recent episode about transhumanism. That list of episodes to match whatever mood you're in is at notetoselfradio.org. We hope it helps you process. Oh, and get ready for a big deep dive into privacy and what it means to be in control of your digital identity and information. That is coming in 2017. It's going to be good. With your help, it's going to be great, actually. Okay, I'll be back next Wednesday. Hang in there. For now, I'm Manoush Samarodi.